New York, AP, U.S. stock indexes are holding relatively steady following a mixed report on the job market that analysts said may not change much for financial markets. The S&P 500 was up 0.2% in early trading Friday and remained on track for a modest gain for the week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 50 points, or 0.1%, and the NASDAQ Composite was up 0.2%. The action was stronger in the bond market. Treasury yields rose following the jobs report, which showed employers hired fewer workers last month than economists expected. Expedia rose sharply after delivering results that easily beat Wall Street's forecasts. This is a breaking news update. App's earlier story follows below. Hong Kong, AP, Asian shares Friday were mixed, with Chinese technology stocks rising as most other Asian equities declined as the market weighed India's interest rate cut and an increase in Japan's household spending. The Reserve Bank of India on Friday cut its key interest rate for the first time in almost 5 years, as the government sought to boost growth and inflation eased. India's benchmark stock indexes, the Nifty 50, fell 0.11% to 23,577.60. while the Sensex fell 0.23% to 77,897.69. The Indian rupee strengthened to 87.4 against the US dollar. Japan's benchmark Nikkei 225 dipped nearly 0.72% in afternoon trading to 38,787.02. Australia's S&P, ASX 200 slid just 0.11% to 8,511.40. South Korea's KOSPI declined 0.58% to 2,521.92. Hong Kong's Hang Seng rose 0.91% to 21,081.72, while the Shanghai Composite was up 1.01% to 3,303.67. Chinese technology stocks trading in Hong Kong appear poised to enter a bull market after AI models released by DeepSeek sparked renewed interest in China's technology firms. Xiaomi's Hong Kong stock closed up 4.69% Friday to trade at 42.45 Hong Kong dollars, while Alibaba stock jumped 1.47% to trade at 100 Hong Kong dollars. Tencent, China's largest video game firm, jumped 1.86% to 428.20 Hong Kong dollars. Japan's Nikkei index may come under greater pressure from a stronger yen, with a sharp 2.7% rise in January household spending reinforcing expectations for further rate hikes from the Bank of Japan, according to Yip Junrong, market strategist at IG. Along with both headline and core inflation accelerating over the past 2 months, the case for further policy responses to curb pricing pressures remains strong, said Yip. In early European trading, France's CAC 40 was down 0.06%. while Germany's DAX gained 0.09%. Britain's FTSE 100 was down 0.15%. On Wall Street, the S&P 500 rose 0.36%, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.28% and the NASDAQ Composite gained 0.51% on Thursday. On Wall Street, markets are waiting for January's jobs report that will be released Friday morning. In the U.S., analysts estimate that jobs growth will come in at about 170,000, down from 256,000 jobs in December, while unemployment remains at 4.1%. The biggest driver for FX should be U.S. payroll figures for January, said František Taborský, an FX strategist at Ing Economics. Last year's provisional revisions indicated that, upon cross-referencing with tax data, the Bureau of Labor Statistics had overestimated job creation by approximately one-third, Taborský said, adding that the substantial revisions in data are expected and will likely negatively affect the dollar. Investors are also bracing for the uncertainty that comes with U.S. President Donald Trump's tariffs. After signing executive orders to levy 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada, fears of a global trade war have eased slightly after Trump gave both countries a 30-day reprieve for tariffs, raising hopes that tariffs are likely to be a negotiation tool rather than the Trump administration's long-term policy. However, Trump has pressed ahead with 10% tariffs on Chinese goods, while China has retaliated by imposing tariffs on U.S. coal and liquefied natural gas products, as well as crude oil, agriculture machinery, and large engine cars. China also launched an antitrust investigation into Google and placed two other firms on its unreliable entity list. In energy trading, benchmark U.S. crude added 52 cents to $71.13 a barrel. Brent crude, the international standard, rose 66 cents to $74.95 a barrel. In currency trading, the U.S. dollar inched up to 151.81 Japanese yen from 151 yen and 35 sen. The euro rose slightly to $1.0393, up from $1.0383. Zhen Su, The Associated Press.